Shall we move into what the Blessed Mother is saying?
Yes, please.
All right. So she's saying that you've been connected with her for numbers of lives, and that the connection with her is one way that women have been able to maintain connection with the sacred feminine in the very dark thousands of years of patriarchy. It was a light. However, the image and impression of her was created very distortedly by the church and maintained in a very distorted manner. And what's happening now is everyone is being able to awaken to what a pure woman could be who also has erotic energy. There has been no place for this in our society.
Yeah.
And we are either whores or virgins who can't even have a sexual thought.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary Magdalene is placed as the whore, and who's actually a prostitute, and Mary is placed as the virgin who never has any sexual feeling at all, and she's saying neither one is the truth. That is distortions and extremes that have been imposed on women's priestess practice. Okay? So the virgins were all about self-tantra. The whores or the tantrikas were all about tantra with the beloved, who ideally was supposed to be an elevated human being,
mm-hmm.
or avatar. And there was a great deal of communication and expression that would happen through that those types of sexual encounters and conceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's said that Mary Magdalene gave birth to the lineage of the living Jesus, and that some of these priestesses would give birth to the avatar, others would become the partners of the avatar, and then give birth to their lineage on the planet, so that their energy streams could last for at least, you know, 8 generations or something like that.
Wow.
Until then it needed to be renewed. The presence, the avatar presence, needed to be renewed on the planet. So they eclipsed that down to an 8-year cycle where the king had to be slain every 8 years or whatever, because the periods of time got shorter and shorter that the energy of the avatar could remain on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had to be renewed. As the veils got thicker, the time period that it would endure got shorter and shorter. So for you, you're being given the opportunity to return to your own tantric sexuality with yourself and to create a new devoted ministry to the sexuality of the Blessed Mother. Isn't that interesting? To unite her sacred heart with her sacred womb through yourself. Because her chakra got cut off below the heart. Nothing else was allowed in our energetic impression of her.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're restoring Mary's full throttle chakra alignment and presence. Now that's going to be pretty evolutionary.
Wow.
And what they're even showing me is that if, with your permission, I will clip out this part of our talk here, of our encounter, and make it available for others to hear. Just
yes.
This part where I started talking about Mary, and I'll run it by you. Now let's see what else is going on here, because this is a big, huge awakening. It's like the floodgates being opened because the chastity belt was put on her,
mm-hmm.
completely yeah. cutting her off from below the heart. It's like she was a heart, throat chakra, third eye crown, an eighth chakra, and that's it. Hello?
Yeah.
She was truncated, literally. Okay? So
yeah.
It's like, who is the Virgin Mary under that cloak?
That's why I feel ungrounded.
because your bottom chakras are closed off, and that's why we started the session connecting your root chakra with the earth again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Let's look at more of this, of what wants to come through.
There's also an Isis figure, the Bhaktis.
Yes. You see, Isis retained the earlier energy imprint of the goddess who was the hearted goddess, powerful in her third eye, who also had a yoni. Okay? Now, she was a little bit more along the lines of Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene had more of her imprint because there is in the story of Isis her posthumous, her sexual encounter with Osiris posthumously, in other words, after his death.
Uh-huh.
And she had to find the parts of him and create the artificial phallus, in other words, the dildo.
Yeah,
and have sex with that and engender on the astral plane through her own tantric intervention this and his intervention on the astral plane, the conception of Horus or the next avatar. Okay? So that was still a partnering tantra. Now the Virgin Mary, she's not really a partnering tantra. She's like an encounter with Source, which in those days was still being talked about as masculine, like, and look, a Lord God is going to come over you. Whatever. Oh. You know, it's like, we don't need that. Okay? A woman doesn't need the Lord God to come over her. A woman needs to connect with Source.
Yeah.
As silence that we saw was the original goddess in the syzygies of the Gnostics.
Yeah.
And that even got distorted where she was made to be subsumed under Depth. And it was Depth, the male god, who was like running the show, and Silence was like, yeah, you need to listen to him. Take it up to him. Hello, she's the fabric of creation. That's what Sophia is and came from. So after generations of this distortion, then you get Sophia coming down as like the final pair of the 15 syzygies, and she's like, hey, I want to know Source myself. It's my birthright. I'm going to do the age-old parthenogenetic thing, and the universe is like, no, you can't do that. Really? What happened that I couldn't do that? This was my original role. So she created Akamoth, or Lower Sophia, quote-unquote, out of herself, which is essentially Anne giving birth to Mary. And then Akamoth gives birth to this so-called Yaldabaoth. And we don't even know. He seems a little bit of a problematic figure in a way. However, he does contribute to creating the lower world. But it's really she who creates the lower world, but sort of gives the power over to the male coming out of her to do it. So what happens is Jesus comes out of Mary into this plane again and is trying to reverse up this issue. Resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it all back up together and just say, whoa, something went out of whack with the masculine. All right, I'm going to come in and I'm going to die for this. This is not going to be easy, but I got to do this to plant a few seeds. I'm willing to incarnate in this way on the earth plane to plant a few seeds. And, okay, the seeds of his blood were sown, and also potentially his seed through Mary Magdalene. Now, the lineage that came out of that in France supposedly was a big problem, the Merovingian line, because there's already patriarchal issues going on and entities. So none of this could be pure. So now what's happening is a massive cleanup operation as people wake up to what the heck was going on and say, whoa, hey, there's all these other entities that are like feeding off us and They're patriarchal possessing entities, aka archons, and the women need to get busy here, and the men who are awakening, and say, oh, this is not okay. We need to recreate what we need to on the earth plane here, and throw off the blankets and the shackles and the veils. Okay, so you're involved, and people who want to get into the Order of the Marys are involved in reversing out this story, starting with your own body.
Yeah.
You have to reclaim your lower chakras to allow Mary to reclaim her lower chakras. And what they're telling me is, finally, and now I know what the easing is I'm supposed to give tomorrow. Reclaiming Mary's lower chakras. And we're supposed to have this piece of our conversation on there.
There are so many of us in this same trap.
There are so many in this same trap. Now, what happened is we all came in, a lot of us were in the holy orders of the nuns for decades and generations and thousands of years since the beginning of the Catholic Church. And everyone's totally confused because it's like,
yeah,
celibate nuns who cannot even have a sexual thought. Now, what ends up happening is the nunhood ends up being a haven for gay women. But there's a lot of repression there of their sexuality.
For when we get together next week.
What's that?
That's the question I have for next week, the transgender.
Yeah, we need to talk. This would be an excellent question to bring to our call. Please do that. And then the male orders of the Catholic Church are havens for gay men. Now, what ends up happening is because of the sexual abuse and the entities that promulgated that and distorted everybody's sexuality, a lot of people come into these orders with sexual abuse, as are everywhere. But then they start acting out the sexual abuse. And when the higher ups in the organizations are actually closely in cahoots, either consciously or unconsciously, with the very archons who create sexual abuse, create it and perpetuate it, then we've got a real problem. And that's why we have an endemic situation of abuse in the Catholic Church. And people are like, oh, it's just a bunch of homosexuals who are screwed up. No, it's a bunch of people who are connected with archonic possession entities who've already been abused and or are making deals with these beings and are sexually abusing large swaths of humanity through this organization. It's like a squid with many tentacles. And it continues to create the distortion into the generations and into the families. And this is not the only organization that does it. Okay? So some of the men who are in the orders are legitimate homosexuals who are looking for a haven. Some of them are wounded homosexuals. And we don't even know what's going on in the female orders because that is not even talked about.
Yep.
Okay? But it's plain as day, whenever you're around nuns, that it's like, you know, a good portion of the women are lesbians. Now, what their situation is, we don't know in terms of their abuse or their functionality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hello, let's all get on with what is actually here. This is not to equate homosexuality with pedophilia and wounded sexual behavior. We have to tease out all these things. Now they're all getting lumped together in the Catholic Church, which everyone loves because then, you know, it just can continue the repression of homosexuality a lot, you know, going on.
Yeah.
So, because homosexuality does not equal pedophilia. All right, and this is a big thing that's not clear in the public mind.
Mm-hmm.
So for you and for women who are entering into the Order of the Marys, part of the work is restoring the lower chakras of themselves and coming into balance. Because so many of us were brought up Catholic. The long arm of the church is right in our yonis going, nut, 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 can't be sexual. And this plagues us all the way into our relationships, marriages, and more. Mm-hmm. So there's a big confusion of what virginity is. And virginity is not equated with sexual repression either. That's another thing that has to be teased out. So, reclaiming our bodies as holy virgins in the sense of whole unto ourselves. That's one of the tasks of the Order of the Marys. Then the other is restoring the Sacred Heart and having all chakras functioning in our ministry. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Yeah.